For the first time in a century, there will not be a candidate on the Republican line in the race for Syracuse mayor this November. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the GOP held off as long as it could to try to find a candidate before ending its search.
When the GOP couldn't find a candidate this spring to run for mayor against well-funded incumbent Stephanie Miner, Onondaga County Party Chair Tom Dady started using a number of ballot maneuvers to keep the GOP line alive. The party even hinted at endorsing Democrat Common Counselor Pat Hogan, who lost to Miner in the Democratic primary last week. Hogan, in a statement released today, says he decided not to consider taking up the GOP mantle, calling himself a lifelong Democrat. So with only a little more than 6 weeks to go before Election Day, Dady threw in the towel.
It's unfortunate that we don't have a Republican candidate, but, you know, like I said, politics is a lot like baseball. You know, there'll always be another season in politics.
So what's next for the GOP in a city that has a 3-to-1 Democratic enrollment edge and a lack of a citywide office holder? To use another baseball analogy, beef up the bench.
We're going to focus our efforts on races that we can win and hopefully elect those folks so we have a bench coming down the road for future elections.
Miner will have opponents on Election Day. Conservative Ian Hunter and Green Party candidate Kevin Bott are on the November ballot. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.